Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 548, Finishing This Cake, recorded live on August 4th, 2016. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back with another fine episode, probably a little bit shorter today, since we don't have any big topics to talk about. Should have a little bit bigger of an episode next week, though. But we are actually still kind of playing catch-up, as you guys may be aware, at least for those listening via Twitch, instead of maybe via download. We're still an episode behind on edit. This is episode 548, and the latest podcast that we've released is 546. So we're still playing a little bit of catch up, which is kind of why I'm leaving this one a little bit short today. I want to be able to kind of get all the way caught up with things before really diving into anything huge and major that would require any additional research or organization before getting the podcast set up. So there's going to be a little more push to kind of get that done before moving on to a lot of other things. But we do have a couple of things to at least touch on a little bit. We have some interesting news that's kind of unique to us, actually, for the first time that I can, or at least while I've been doing Podtacular for the past almost 8 years now. Jeez. And nothing much big in the Halo news arena for this week. It's kind of a lull right now. I think we're kind of in a lull until Gamescom, which I think is in a couple weeks? This coming weekend? Couple weeks? When's Gamescom?
Sounds right.
I'm checking right now.
I'm glad you are.
For those listening via download, I was a little late today, seeing as I made a wrong turn on the way home. So yeah, that cost me 15 to 20 minutes of time. Yeah. Anyways, Gamescom is going to be the 17th through the 21st of this month. So that's actually, 2 weeks until Gamescom. So I think that's going to be the next big drop of news that we're going to get for a while. And then, of course, we'll have PAX West, which will be kind of, I think, another good point that will, well, Gamescom will have this too, but be able to play Strongholds on the Warzone beta, at least the build, because they had that build at San Diego. So I have a feeling they're going to have that Strongholds build probably at each one of the conventions here on out through the rest of the year. So we have that to look forward to if you're going to be attending Gamescom or PAX West, at least likely. I'm not saying that definitively, but you'll likely be able to. And I think we won't hear much in terms of Halo news as far as Halo Wars 2 goes until then. But on the Halo 5 front, we did get a season reset. So they extended the June season to 2 months. They were experimenting to see how it goes. So everyone that got a rank between June and July, you should have received your rec coat or your rec pack that contains your June season emblem. So make sure you have checked Halo 5 out and gotten that, or you can check your Rex on the website and check it out that way too. Also, the North American HCS Summer 2016 finals were this weekend, and it's no surprise that CLG took the first place trophy home. So congratulations to them for dominating again. They won the World Series and they won the summer season. So they're looking to be a unbeatable team right now. Evil Geniuses had the Master Chief Collection hold down with Halo 2 Anniversary, and it looks like CLG right now is kind of the undisputed Halo 5 champions for the most part.
Yeah, they're definitely looking pretty unbeatable right now.
Yeah, and of course there's still a lot of sour taste with what happened during the trade-off after the X Games and before the World Championship with Nate and everything. So there's still a little bad blood there, but it just kind of goes to show that they have a teamwork and just their playstyle is proving beneficial for them in Halo 5.
Definitely. I sure the heck wouldn't want to go up against any of them.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see if we can find a team or some kind of coordination of team to actually take down CLG at some point, because right now they seem unstoppable. But then again, we thought that of Evil Geniuses after the Master Chief Collection play. So we'll have to see what happens. Have to see how the seasons play out and when they'll announce the fall season of the Pro League, at least. But also a little note on that too, the article that was written up for that this week was actually written by our new writer that we brought on a couple of weeks ago. So it's really exciting to have him on. Hopefully we'll get him on the podcast at some point, along with some of the other staff, which haven't actually made their appearance yet on the show. But huge thanks to Vin Warrior for coming on board and hopping on to help me out with some of the load. That's kind of been one of the big things I've been looking for, and I'm finally glad that we have one. So that's a huge, huge thing. So thanks to him for writing that up and getting that article published pretty quickly. Another little thing that's not exactly related to Halo, the game specifically, but there is some Halo elements to it, is Cake Wars on the Food Network this past Monday featured Halo. It was all Halo-themed cakes. Four different bakers were in making Halo designs, and we actually ran some polls. So for those of you who actually watched the show, I put up the polls for like 20 minutes for the first one and then 15 minutes for the second one, just to get a sense of who was voting to and watching at the same time. So we have those results. As far as if you were watching it, I'm not sure how exactly you will be able to rewatch that. I don't know if on Food Network you might be able to get an on-demand version or however that might work. But if you have the chance to rewatch it somehow, it would behoove you to watch it. If I can manage to maybe find out where we can get some screens or something, or figure out something to make a post with, then we'll post an article about it. I've been wanting to write an article on it, and I actually have some pictures of the cake that won. I'll get to that in a second here. But so for those that watched Cake Wars on Monday, there were four bakers, and then for the first round, it was all the cakes were judged, and then the person with the cake that performed the worst was eliminated. And out of everyone who voted, we had, 15 votes in a matter of 20 minutes. And the first cake that we had was a large infection form. So take the little popcorn flood. And they made a, what would you say that was? About 10 to 12 inches tall flood.
I don't know. It looked to be pretty accurate to what I would think one of those infection flood would be in real life. But yeah, it's about 12 inches tall. It was pretty good size cake. Let's put it that way.
It was.
That was pretty sick looking cake too.
It was. And the way they airbrush the color on there and get that detail in there is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they had an hour and a half to make the first one, right? I think it was an hour and a half.
Something like that. I actually missed the very first few minutes of it.
Okay.
I got there in time to see the first cakes, but I didn't see how long they had to make them. I know the second one, they had 4 hours.
Right. Someone correct me in the chat if I'm wrong on that. I think it was 90 minutes, but if it wasn't, let me know. So there was that one. The second one was the jackal head, which was pretty interesting. The feathers, I think they could have used a little bit more time to work those out a little bit, but the head was... it was pretty decent.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad. I think could have put a little more detailed effort into it, but it wasn't bad. Got the point across.
I think if they went with the actual jackal head, not the skirmisher, it probably would have worked out better. Because they tried to make the skirmisher head, skirmisher head instead of the jackal head. I think they probably would have been better if they just stick with the traditional jackal. The thing I find interesting is that the people baking the cakes, some of them actually are Halo fans.
Yeah, and then they have their kids that are interested in it as well. So the fact that they're making the cakes based off of something they're actually experienced with is actually really cool. I bet they had some cool stories to tell their kids, too.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to Larry Erb's podcast, and he briefly spoke about it. He didn't say a whole lot about it. I listened to the podcast the day that the episode aired, so I'm glad I listened to the episode that day. All right, I'd never known about it. But he was just kind of describing some of the cakes and stuff, and he was bugging one of the chefs for the recipe for one of the cakes. He wouldn't say which one, but they all looked very delicious.
Yeah, they did.
I want cake. But the detail on the cakes were absolutely amazing that you could do that with a cake.
Yeah. The other one, there's two more left. One of them was a flood swarm on the boulder. So there were 12 little flood infection forms made out of forming chocolate. And I thought that one was cool. Mm-hmm. The fact that they kind of just encaptured just kind of the flood-like aspect of the flood, just being overwhelmed with a lot of different infection forms. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I definitely liked that one for the scene it portrayed.
Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't just a figure in the Halo universe. It actually depicted the Halo universe a little bit.
And the very first interaction with the flood, too. Just being overwhelmed by the little popcorn forms. So, yeah. And then we had the grunt and the ammo box. And when I saw that, I was just all giddy seeing the grunt and the ammo box. It's like, someone did a grunt! Yes! I thought that one was cool.
Yeah, it is definitely cool. It definitely cool.
So off the poll that we had 15 votes. Last place with one, I think it was one vote basically. 7% was Flood Swarm, the Flood Swarm Boulder, and then two votes to the Jackal Head. And then I want to say maybe, let's see, that's 12 left. I guess five votes to the grunt ammo box, and then the rest of them to the large infection form. So out of our poll, the large infection form got 47% of the votes. 7 of the 15 votes. So that was your all's favorite for the first round. Of course, the one with the jackal head got eliminated. So, so second round. So I guess I should roll back a little bit and preface this. The first one was supposed to be a enemy from the game, an enemy character from the game. And then the second one was supposed to be basically Halo World for the most part. So the three different cakes in round two, and round two was both an elimination and a winning round, there was Forge Island. So someone remade one of the Forge Islands from Forge World, from Halo Reach, Pinnacle, the Pinnacle one, I think, and kind of redid that. And there was supposed to be a Master Chief torso and head on top, and they threw the frickin' torso away because it was too top heavy.
Yeah, it was going to crush the cake. They didn't have enough support in it.
And I put out like a ranting tweet, how could you throw away Master Chief?
And I love how they keep going back to this Master Chief body in the trash can.
Yeah. All that cake. Oh, all that cake is now just gone.
It was Rice Krispie treats.
Or whatever. Still. How could you? And it looked pretty detailed, too. It looked good.
It looked really cool. I think if they would have backed the scale down, that was the biggest problem I think I had with the cake. That particular cake was just the body and the head of the Master Chief. They just went too big with it.
Right.
It just, the head, I'm sorry, the head looked like he had a duck bill.
It looked really weird. It looked something that kind of came out of Forge or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it kind of reminded me, and I don't know why, remember the mini Spartan game type in Halo 4?
Oh, yeah.
you know, when you die, the physics get all weird, your body turn into a stretched skeleton of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That just popped in my head. They could have done a better job on the head. The rest of the cake was pretty cool. I enjoyed the rest of the scene on the cake. It just, that Master Chief thing.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about the cake because of the whole Master Chief torso throwing away incident. So I kind of don't remember exactly the form of the cake, but yeah.
Well, that one was, let's see. That one kind of, it was, I'm trying to picture it back in my head. It kind of almost a Blood Gulch theme, you know, that kind of coloration. I think they had, had Master Chief and the Arbiter down at the bottom. Is that that one? No, that was Pinnacle.
No, that was the Tempest one.
Or the Tempest one, yeah. But they had, well, I mean, they had little Halo figures all over the mat, all over the cake, just not really interacting with each other. But
anyways, so there was that one. The next one was the Tempest one, which I thought was a pretty interesting map to choose as far as choosing a world piece. And it kind of makes sense in a way, because you get, at least with Tempest, you get kind of a wide palette of environments. So you do have the rocky, you do have the water, you do have the Forerunner structures in there. So I could kind of see where they were going with trying to incorporate many different aspects of the Halo world in there, because it is Forerunner. So I thought it was a very good choice, a very interesting one at first, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, this actually kind of makes some sense into picking this as kind of a template. And they made, I think it was, they made a, was it a Warthog with Chief in it, or was it?
It was a Warthog with Chief in it, and they had Arbiter.
Arbiter, yeah, and the Arbiter looked really good.
Oh, yeah, I was truly amazed at the detail that they put on them. I like how they put the little detail on the armor too. You know, they kind of made it look a little worn, scuffed. They, you know, hand drew the lines and stuff on it. You know, they didn't, it just really, it was a lot more detailed than the other cake that we were talking about with the Master Chief head on it, where, you know, all the Spartans were just kind of a plain either red or blue color or green. You know, the detail on those Spartans didn't stand out as much as they did on this Master Chief and the Arbiter.
Yeah, that's true. But I do remember one part of, while they were making that cake, though, one of the judges came over and talked about adding the color and getting the color right on the terrain.
Mm-hmm.
And after they touched it up, it looked a little bit more Halo-esque as far as the color palette.
Yes, it did.
That map, I thought, minus the Chief torso part, on the base level, I thought the base level was cool. Again, the helmet, not quite so much.
Yeah. The helmet, the best way I can describe it is take Master Chief's helmet and put like the bill of a hat around his chin. And that's what the helmet looked like, if you didn't get a chance to see it. And the fact that I know they put a lot of time into building that torso, but I think I would have tried to resize the figure to the scale of the cake. I mean, the one thing, the Master Chief bust was as big as the cake is, as far as height. You know, so that one piece doubled the height of the cake, which would have made it a nightmare to move to begin with. But anyway, I think if they'd have scaled it down to about half its size, it would have looked a lot better.
Yeah.
But the last cake, that one,
the Installation 04.
Yeah, the Installation 04.
That was ambitious.
It was very ambitious. I did agree with one of the judges. The Halo ring on a horizontal. I understand that they're limited on what they can do with cake. You know, there's only certain ways you can make shapes, but the horizontal ring with the, on the Halo, it kind of just detracted from the Halo. If nothing else, put it at an angle, not just straight horizontal. That cake was also very well detailed. It looked really good. I liked how they had Master Chief on the top with the structure from, lost the map.
You're talking about Installation 04.
Well, they had the structure from one of the multiplayer maps. You know, the three spires.
Huh?
You know,
it's from Installation 04. The spire is from Installation 04.
That's
from the campaign.
I guess I didn't get that out of that structure. I'm trying to think of what the map was. What was the map that had the rotating triangle in the middle of it in Halo 2?
Ascension.
Ascension, yes.
So that was the Forge Island one. The Forge World Island one. The pinnacle.
No, they on the one with the Halo ring, they had a little Master Chief on top on a little structure that looked like... Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about up top, not the one that led up to the ring.
Yeah, no, the very top.
Okay. I'm tracking now. Sorry.
But as far as below the ring, yes. Everything else...
Sorry, I got confused. My bad. Anywho. Yeah, so that was really cool. Again, the horizontal ring, you could see where, like, the cooking judges were iffy on it, and then Larry's like, you really encapsulate what Halo is.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll agree to disagree with him. The overall cake, yes, I do agree with it. But I would think that it would have been better off if that Halo ring had been at least at an angle, you know, like it was orbiting the cake.
I mean, yeah, I think it would have definitely been cooler if it was, but just with what they could do with it, I don't think they could have really.
Like I said, they're limited to what they can do with cake. So,
yeah.
Well, they're limited what they can do with cake in 4 hours.
Yes, that's true. Another little cool thing to this cake, too, was, though, they had LEDs on a ghost. And I think there was a ghost, a warthog, which the vehicles on this map were very bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell they were cake-like, whereas the one that was the Tempest remake, it seemed like the detail and the Arbiter and the Master Chief and the warthog there was a lot more time put into that aspect of the cake.
Well, the warthog on the other cake, it was square. You know, a warthog is not really square completely, but yeah, it's. I would say that they spent more time on the two large figures than the other team spent on doing all the little characters. Yeah, I'd love to have one of those cakes for a birthday party.
Yes, as would I. So out of those three cakes, at least as far as our vote goes, there were another 15 votes, 33%. So 5 votes went to Forge Island, 1 vote to Tempest, and then the remaining votes to Installation 04. And that means that Installation 04 was the popular one of the group. Remind me if I'm wrong, but it was the Forge Island map that got taken out, right? Or no, it was the one that had the torso. Was that the Tempest map?
Yeah.
Tempest map. So the Tempest map one got taken out. They were eliminated. So that left the Forge Island map and the Installation 04 map cakes as the final two. So... the winner, of course, I say of course because I knew what the winner was before even watching the episode, but the winner was the Installation 04 one. And I think, I have a feeling that Larry was the one that kind of heavily influenced that one, because his argument when you heard him talk about it was that the cake just encapsulated what Halo overall is as far as the Halo rings and the vehicles and the Spartans and the Forerunner architecture of it all.
Yeah. Of the cakes, that's the one I would pick too.
So it was delicious cake. I got to eat the cake at the Halo World Championship. It was chocolate and something else that was in the cake batter. I don't remember what exactly.
It was a buttercream filling.
It was buttercream filling. It was multi-layer.
If I remember right, it was like it was a chocolate brownie cake with that buttercream filling.
It it almost, if I remember right, tasted like it had something else in there too, but I could be wrong. It's been quite a while since I had that cake, but the cake was really good, very moist, and I'm not usually a fan of fondant because it's basically eating rubberized sugar, but the fondant on this cake was actually more manageable to eat than normal fondant.
Yeah.
So overall, the cake was great. I really enjoyed it. It was delicious. I was thinking I might be in there somewhere, just even as just a side sweeping shot, because I had to sign a release. Everyone who had a piece of cake and while the cameras were rolling had to sign a release. And yeah, that didn't happen. You can hear me in the background, but you don't see me. So my TV debut is still yet to be realized yet. But anyhow, the cake was delicious. I think the Installation 04 cake definitely deserved it, although I think the Tempest one, minus the whole debacle with the chief torso and the awkward looking head, I thought that one was really cool just from the base of that cake.
Yeah.
I would have given that one second place.
It would have, well, I think if they'd have ditched the whole head thing, it probably would have worked a lot better.
Yeah, probably.
And, you know, just come up with something different from the top. But, yeah, overall, it was about the only reason you'll ever get me to watch Cake Wars.
Not picking the baking, huh?
No, the problem is I watch shows like that, and then I got to go have cake.
Cake
is not, I love cake, but cake does not love me.
Oh, is there any specific kind of cake or just all cake in general?
Well, it's not so much the cake, it's the sugar and starches in cake. I haven't got to the point where I've got to take shots yet, but I still have to watch.
That sucks.
So there's a lot of fun foods that I can't eat anymore. Sucks to get old.
Aww.
Yeah, change your diet, your bladder turns into the size of a pea.
Boo. Boo.
Too much information. Oh.
Boo. Well, I guess that too. Anyways, one other thing I wanted to pull out from the update last week. There's not too much to talk about because they go through a lot of what they discussed at San Diego Comic-Con. But one other little thing relating to the file share is that it looks like you'll be able to link a screenshot. I don't know. There's a screenshot up here that's kind of teasing, like, linking a screenshot to something. I don't know if that's like linking a screenshot to a map for a preview or something else. But it looks like stuff that they're doing with the file share system is coming along pretty well. Lots of other new and interesting updates that they're looking to add, which is always good. It's good to see that they're still looking at bringing content to Halo 5 even after the guaranteed content release. And it doesn't seem like we're going to get any more maps, possibly not any more new wrecks either, at least nothing consistently. But the fact that they're still working on file share and forge stuff is still nice to see.
Yeah. I hope that they bring in some maps. I'm not holding my breath that they will. I'm wondering, link screenshot. Oh, I bet you that's your art, your like your thumbnail for the file share.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's my guess of it.
Because if I remember right, I thought I heard them say that they were working on something like that. You know, custom thumbnails for your file share. But I could be totally wrong.
You might be right on that.
But yeah.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
I could have swore I heard that somewhere.
If anyone in the chat remembers where, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll read it out here on the show. So that's pretty much it for kind of newsy type of stuff. One thing that I am particularly excited about is that we are partnering with Loot Crate.
Yay!
Yay! It's the first partnership that I've ever done at all, so it's kind of a new ground for me, but we do have a partnership with them, and they are offering everyone who's looking to get a crate, $3 off their crate for the Halo Legendary crate. So if you head on over to lootcrate.com/podtacular, you'll actually be able to get $3 off your first crate for the Halo Legendary crate. And that also actually applies to any crate that you want to get. So if you head on over to that URL, specifically lootcrate.com/podtacular, you'll be able to get that discount off of your crate. So if you were thinking about getting the Halo Legendary crate and you haven't jumped the gun yet, maybe you just want to try one out to see how it works, then this is a good way to maybe try it out and then kind of come back around and see if you want to subscribe to more crates down the road. And again, the crate is only going to be every other month. It's not going to be the monthly crate like the normal loot crate stuff. But it's going to be doled out every other month. So every 2 months, you're going to get a crate. And they've already shown off some of the stuff that's going to be included in it. Jeez, I cannot speak. So that is the little new Halo. Wow, I just totally lost my train of thought. Anyways, there's going to be an exclusive line of figures that are only going to be available in this crate. There's going to be some other stuff that is included as well in addition to these figures, but there are these new line of figures that are exclusive to this crate. And also getting this crate, if you link it in with your Halo Waypoint account, you'll actually be able to earn digital stuff as well. So probably things like rec packs or special Fireteam Apollo exclusive emblems and armors that you'll be able to get. And that's all really cool. They actually reached out to us for setting this up. They noticed that we are pretty big podcast in the Halo group of podcasts, which is kind of small. But as far as getting that set up and working, we have that all good to go. So again, if you're looking to get a little discount off of your first crate with the Halo Legendary crate, then you can get $3 off, which is 10% off the first crate. Basically, it's $35 for the crate, so it's 9 to 10% off of your first crate. So again, lootcrate.com/podtacular. So make sure you check that out. Also, podtacular.com/lootcrate will also redirect you correctly as well. And just make sure that you use the link and instead of using the code at the end. And that way it'll everything in the back end it'll let us know that you actually got the crate through our link. You can use the code Podtacular and you'll still get the $3 off your crate, but it won't let us know in the back end that someone actually got the crate because of us. So make sure you use the link. And that way we know that we actually got people going and getting the crate because they heard it here. So that's awesome. And we'll be doing crate reviews. I'm not sure if for the reviews they send out the crates early or not, but that'll also be some new YouTube content for us, which will be really cool. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to sharing that and opening it up with you guys. I already have a subscription for the Halo Legendary crate. I got the subscription day one, go figure. So the extra crates we might end up giving away. Maybe. Possibly. So
possibly.
Keep an ear out for that. We might do that. Lots of cool things in these crates. I can't wait to see what more they announce. And some little birdie told me that they should be showing a few more things here before the crate actually comes out.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yes. So hopefully we'll see that coming in. Can I find Podtacular on RedTube? I hope not. I certainly hope not.
You need to watch that terminology there.
On YouTube Red. Oh, no.
Yeah, don't get those two confused. It's a major mistake.
that is the perfect response. The Golden Boy what face is the perfect response to that. So yeah, MySpace Podtacular. No, we don't have a MySpace. least not that I'm aware of. So that's really all we have to talk about tonight. Again, nice and short, nothing too long to talk about. We will be diving into lore stuff here very soon. Hopefully next week. I need to reach out to Toa Freak and see if he is available next week. And if he is, we will be discussing the Halo 5 campaign and what does it mean for Halo 6. Oh, this is the topic we've been wanting to discuss for the last 10 months and we haven't.
Yeah.
At least on this show, we haven't. I'm sure other people have talked about it in multitudes, but we would like to talk about it here. So I'm going to be replaying the campaign this weekend just to refresh my mind on everything that transpired, because there's definitely some gaps.
Yeah, I will need to run through that again, too.
Maybe we can run through it together. Anywho, unless there is anything else I need to bring up, or let me check the chat and see if there's any questions about the crate stuff. Sellout. Yeah, I know. We're total sellouts. Spartacat, as far as I know, it's just $3 off the first crate. I think that's how it works. I can double check and see if it's different, but I think it's just $3 off the first crate. I think a lot of the other codes are similar, so I'm not sure. I think it's just the first crate, though, or maybe $3 off total. But yes, please share that with your friends. Please share it with anyone who is possibly interested in the crate. And yeah, that'll help us out a lot. Yeah, so again, a little short of a podcast. Hopefully that'll give me a chance to actually catch up with the other shows, and that way we'll be on target for next week. You can check us out on all of our social media. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, and now Loot Crate. Well, you can't check us out on Loot Crate. You can check out Halo stuff on Loot Crate, but you can use our link to get cool Halo stuff on Loot Crate. Anyways, okay, I've toured that horn enough. So make sure you check out our social media. Check out our website, poddecular.com, where you can find the rest of our episodes. And also check out all the other podcasts on the Podcast Network. We are part of a group of gaming podcasts, including Critzcast, Guardian Radio, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. Still no word on that Overwatch podcast, but I guess that hasn't happened and might not happen. So I need to reach out to them, see if that is still going on or not. But nonetheless, you can check all those out over at podka.st, or you can go to thepodcast.com. That is podcast with a K instead of a C. Also, we did a podcast a few weeks ago talking about the state of the Halo community, which actually got some buzz over the past few hours before recording this. So if you haven't checked out that episode, I highly encourage you guys to check that out. It's kind of our take on everything that's been going on in the Halo YouTubing community. There's been a lot of drama there recently, and we just wanted to put our two cents about kind of how we felt about the whole situation and the community at large. So I encourage you to go take a listen to it and just kind of be mindful on how you're interacting with the community and how you're presenting your thoughts and feelings about the Halo franchise to other people, and 2343, however you interact or talk to people about the franchise. So please check that out. Again, next week, hopefully we'll be doing a lore show on kind of the overall wrap-up of Halo 5 Guardians and where that leaves us for the future of Halo games going forward. We will be covering Gamescom, of course, the week after, if there's any Halo stuff that gets announced on that first day. And then we'll slowly trickle into doing a few other things as well. Do a couple of book shows, hopefully get some pros on, hopefully get some 343 staff on. Whole bunch of ideas that we have going now since we're mostly out of the convention season for my benefit. There's still one more for me, PAX West, but that one shouldn't be too news heavy, at least. But overall, it should be good. Thanks again for tuning in, for those on Twitch, and then for those who download us via iTunes or some other podcast feed aggregator. We really appreciate your support. Really appreciate everything that you do to share the podcast, keep on listening, and keep on coming back week after week. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys soon. keep on fragging loot crates.